Welcome to Sustain and Innovate Conference by Performance Days and Sports Fashion by SAZ. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Mr. Jochen Langemann, Senior Vice President Primaloft presents Primaloft, a relentlessly responsible brand.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this was a very short break, so I'm sorry because there are a lot of program today, and actually my next guests are Vanessa Mason and Jochen Langemann from Primaloft. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
As all of the brands know, you're having great efforts in sustainability. You're doing a lot, so I'm very proud to talk to Vanessa as well because she is... How is your title?
My title is VP of Engineering and Insulation Product Lines.
That's great. So that's we can have deep questions. Very great. But we start with Jochen. I'm so sorry, but this time, Jochen, what I wondered is, so you established the term this relentlessly responsible since last year to describe your sustainability efforts. But why did you choose these words and what's behind this?
I mean, we started many years ago with recycled content in the material, and then we moved on. That's one big, well, let's say one small puzzle piece in the topic of sustainability. Then we moved on with Primaloft biotechnology. We brought that into a circular economy and we said, okay, how can we bring that to a certain platform? And that's how we established the term relentless responsible, so that it's ongoing. It's not a trend. It's not a hype. It's really ongoing. And you're never done with sustainability. That's where the relentlessly comes from. And responsibility, because it's not only about materials or recycling. It's the manufacturing process. It's really holistically, it's social responsibility. It's all the logistics. I mean, most of the products have seen the world before the end consumer goes out and enjoys the nature with it. So it's a holistic approach. That's why we do that. And it's interesting as well, over the years, it really changed more from a platform for product technologies, really for the purpose of our enterprise, of our company, of who we are, because that's really in our genetic code, because it's a lot of investment, time, resources. You need to take probably a margin hit, because brands that are here, customers in some areas, or end consumers are in some areas not willing yet to pay more for it. So it's relentless responsible. So, I mean, keep on going, and that's where the name came from.
Yeah, keep on going, that's right. So do you want to communicate this more to the customer, to the end user, or will this be the next step?
I think we as a company for decades, we have been focusing in our communication more B2B, so to the brand side. And in some areas to retail, but I think now it's really time and it's necessary to bring that all the way to the end consumers. I think other industries and we, as are we from outdoor sports or fashion, need to see more benchmarks how other industries are doing that. If you go with automotive or take even the food industry, you know, there's way more awareness on the consumer side. Now we see more and more awareness coming. Fridays for Futures, all those things. I mean, the younger generation is aware of the topic. They take their share in the discussion, and that's super important. Sustainability is a complex topic, so a lot of education is needed, and because it needs to be scientifically proven and based, not that anybody is doing any greenwashing up here, and that needs a lot of education throughout the whole supply chain, from the brand, from us, the vendors, to garment manufacturers, mm-hmm. to retail, to the end consumers.
Yeah, so and on the other perspective, Vanessa, how important is it and how can you combine all these sustainable terms with your new innovations? This is your work, so explain.
So relentlessly responsible is a philosophy for our company, and it's a philosophy that's inside of our DNA and it comes out in our innovation. So it's a question we ask ourselves, but it's a question we think everybody should be asking themselves is, how do you choose between what's good for you and what's good for the planet? Between what's good for you, what's good for your company, or what's good for the planet? And our philosophy is that we really believe it to be one and the same. We consider ourselves Advanced Material Science, a company, and we believe that we have the capability to innovate both on performance and sustainability. We believe both those parameters are equally elevated and with neither one sacrificed. So we really pull this philosophy into our innovation. And one thing that sets us aside from other maybe material vendors in the outdoor industry is we really innovate at the raw material stage. So we not only innovate at the fiber level, but we also are able to innovate at the polymer level. So we feel like we can really bring in a lot of sustainability right from the beginning stages. And we really pull from that relentlessly responsible pursuit. Really a key word here, and a lot of people ask, well, how do you, even in other industries, they ask us, how do you innovate so much in sustainability? And the important word here is relentless. Part of our story is in 2012, when we became a private company, our very first sales meeting, our CEO, Mike Joyce, we had a big dinner for the entire company. And at the very end, around came the dessert plates with a wonderful chocolate cake on it. And in writing in a raspberry jelly on the plate was relentless pursuit. And he's asked all of us, and he supported the entire company. In everything that we do, we need to be relentless. And we've built that philosophy into our sustainability initiatives. And you'll see that come across in our innovation pipeline.
Isn't it, for my imagination, it must be much more complicated to have new innovations always with the term of sustainability, isn't it?
So another part of the culture of why we're innovating at a very high level and so quickly is we have had a background of a number of years where culturally within the company, throughout all departments, and especially at our executive level, they really support and celebrate failures as much as successes. So, and we've really focused in on anything that we could do from a circular standpoint, from beginning of life raw material solutions to end of life solutions, whether that's biodegradability or circularity, can the material continue to be recycled? We've studied these areas in in-depth purposes, not just at the textile level, which is insulation or fabrics, but we really go right down into the polymer level. We can make a lot of changes. If we were only focused in at the textile level, like what changes can we make to the insulation, we become somewhat limited. But when you start to look at our innovation, where we can change the fiber properties and we can change polymer properties, that helps us accelerate all of the capabilities we're able to do.
Oh, thank you so much. So, Jochen, I think not all these innovations come from your own, because you have some strong partners you're developing together. So could you talk a little bit about the new developments with the partners and how important these partnerships are for you?
I think, first of all, in general, we are strong believers that the business environment is changing in general. I mean, in the past, you know, company A has been a competitor to company B they have not been talking about. And when you talk about innovation, and especially about sustainability, we think that more communication, collaboration platforms like this, the whole show focus is on sustainability. Why not working with your co-contributors? Why not working with your customers? Why not working with your competitors as well to drive sustainability, share technology, and drive that forward? And that's what we have been doing. Mostly Vanessa and the team. We have a handful of R&D alliance partners where some of the innovation has been started from our side, from their side, where they have ideas. We work on those activities. We just recently launched one technology, Primal of Pure, and Pure stands for produced using less emissions, reduced emissions, where we say, okay, we look into the manufacturing process, we take the carbon footprint out, we take out the energy there up to 48%, and that was actually initiated together with one customer of ours, where we said, okay, let's look into those processes. The same is as well where we work a lot with recycled materials all the way up to 100% recycled, but where is the recycling coming from? So that's why we recently partnered with Parley for the Oceans, for example, that we can, with them, with their help, we collect, or they collect those plastic waste from coastlines or from rivers going into the oceans, and then we can make new fibers technology out of that and bring that to the market. So we use as well, Vanessa and the team, they are looking a lot into other industries as well. Not only, I mean, some of our technologies, honestly speaking, our Primaloft biotechnology, a biodegradable insulation, that originally comes from other industries, that originally comes from the packaging industry. Not only look into our box here where we are playing in, so we need to work with co-contributors. That has driven a lot of the speed in our innovation, and it's helping as well the brands to bring more, especially sustainable innovations to the market.
Yeah, and the one thing is to bring it to the market. The other thing is to talk about it and to make the customer know what's happening, the client, the end user. So we talked about this topic, doing good things and spread the word, 2 weeks ago in Munich. But what do you think? So actually, I know that there are lots of consumers, lots of retailers as well, who don't know exactly about sustainability and the issues and what the companies are already providing. So what do you think? Who should communicate this, and how can this be spreaded, this information?
I think everybody involved in the process should communicate about it. I mean, from our side, we can provide, as an ingredient brand, we can provide the technical information, we can communicate about the benefits. We will do that as well. We will go more into B2C communication so that the end consumer who walks into a store or shops online, that they know about those products, the features and the benefits. But then it's as well, the brand need to communicate that, we need to communicate that to the brands, retail needs to communicate that. But as I said, there's a lot of education. Would that be buy-in groups like Intersports or Sports 2000? They could be incubators or kind of penetrators for that. Trade shows like this up here, or ISPO or Outdoor or other shows definitely could go more even into let's say training sessions as well with backgrounds, not only let's say company presentations, but know-how. What does biodegradation means? What is a GRS standard, etc. That there is really common knowledge, because the end consumer will go into the shops, and the shop staff needs to have those arguments, fact-based. And I think everybody, to answer your question, needs to be involved in those kind of trainings and education, be it online, be it offline, wherever.
I have a couple of comments. I just want to add to that one question. And when you talk about end consumer messaging, you think that's odd that the technical person wants to respond to that kind of question. In the outdoor industry, our consumers technically is usually the frequent outdoor enthusiast, right? And that type of consumer is already aware of environmental impact that clean air has, water conservation has, et cetera, et cetera. So the consumer that we're selling to is already aware that this is really an important topic. I don't think that we need to educate our consumer how important sustainability initiatives are. And from a technical standpoint, it's not relevant what should be the marketing message for our consumer. What's more relevant is that as a textile industry, we're one of the largest polluters in the world. And this industry, at the brands, our consumer, our technical people, we're very bold and brave. That's just the mantra of the type of people that come into this industry. And so I feel like that we have the capability, we have the mojo to make a stance on we need to do the right things. We have the capability to be polluting less, whether that's from a science standpoint, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that we can take a position, whether it's just within our own companies and not really focused in on to what is the marketing message from a B2C standpoint, and put in the effort that we need to put in to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions, improve our water conservation properties, work on materials that don't have long-lasting impacts on the planet, whether it's in marine environments or in landfills. So Sometimes I always like to say, let's not always worry about what the B2C messaging is, especially when it comes to the topic of sustainability. We have the capability to be better. The outdoor industry has the capability to be the leaders in the world to show other industries. This is how you go from being one of the largest polluters in the world to being the most sustainable industry in the world. So I feel like we have the people at the brands, at the vendor level, and even our consumer who can back us in taking that position.
That's right. So now I'm very curious. Would you tell us a little bit about the next big things in your company?
Yes. So some of the next big things you can expect from us. So we really think that we have the capability to innovate both at the performance and sustainability level. You're going to continue to see us elevate our sustainability platform. So biodegradable products, produced using reduced emissions. It's not a product, it's a manufacturing technology. You're going to continue to see us work on reducing our carbon dioxide emissions. You're going to see the next level of performance products from us with regards to developing the next generation of all synthetic blowables, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the promises and commitments we make to this industry is that all of our future developments will be done in a sustainable manner. So we will continue to develop with sustainable performance first, with sustainability mentality.
It's as well that we bring those sustainable technologies to all the products that we have in our range. So it's not only about insulations, it's about fabrics as well. And it's as well, as I said, we are strong believers that we only can win in this sustainability topics if we have corporations. So, I mean, we will make our technologies available to other companies as well. So we are in discussions for that. So we will see that popping up soon at one of the next shows as well. And it's vice versa as well. We are open to integrate into our product portfolio. If somebody of you guys have great technologies out there, more than open to talk to you and see if we can utilize your technology in our products. If you're interested in our technology, we can make it happen as well that you utilize our technology, because we only think if we share this know-how and this capability, then we really can scale it. And the other topic is as well, to come back what you asked before in the communication. I think the beauty is if you look back like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, sustainability always was about fight. There was somebody who's good and the evil, and there's always police in between. And now it's really a creative and a super positive mood up there. People are aware of it. They want to drive something. So it's fun as well to drive sustainability out there with product. And it's a decent business as well. I mean, as we are not NGOs, we are still profit organizations. But we can drive and change to a more sustainable world out there. And it's a lot of fun. Don't forget about that.
So. That sounds really great. So if you are interested to see the products of the company, feel free to join and meet Jochen and Vanessa at the booth. So thank you very much for being here, and great fair to you. And I'm looking forward to all the innovations we will see during the next seasons. Vanessa, thank you very much for the explanation.
Maybe you might not know, but today it's her birthday. So a no. little applause for her. She didn't want us to sing, but
thank you so much. My next guest already is waiting here, and we are changing the slides, so thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Sustain and Innovate Conference by Performance Days and Sports Fashion by SAZ. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.